The Senate will come to order. Would all senators indicate their presence by voting? Senator Bradley, would you vote, sir? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 18 present, and for the record, Senator Ziegler is excused from a call today.
Our chaplain this morning is again Pastor Ken Smith of Chapel by the Lake.
Let us bow in prayer. Father God, as we try to serve you this day, we would remember those who serve us. The sergeant-at-arms and the pages, the secretaries and the clerks, those who control the paper mills that record and multiply our words, even those who bolster us up from either home or gallery. We thank thee, Father, for the gallery of witnesses who have preceded us in historical perspective in Alaska, who have spent countless hours before our time, concerned often with the very things that concern us. Give us just the amount of time we need to do our job, and then send us home with your words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," for we pray in your Son's name. Amen.
Senator Hackney.
I particularly like that part about sending us home, and therefore I move against the unanimous consent that the prayer be spread to the chairman.
Without objection, so ordered. Certification of the previous day's journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 117th legislative day and Senate supplement number 39.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 117th day and Senate supplement number 39 be approved and served.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Introduction of guests. Senator Curtula.
President, it gives me great pleasure today to introduce a daughter of an old college classmate of mine. Randy, please stand up. Bill Barrier's daughter.
Any further introduction of guests? Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
Messages of May 6. The House has passed Senate Joint Resolution 22 requesting the issuance of a commemorative postage stamp marking the 200th anniversary of the voyage of Captain James Cook. In return, this has been sent to enrolling.
Mr. President.
Senator Dula.
Without objection, I'd like to comment. Senator Poland, through the chair, you see the House really is passing some great.
The House has adopted the report of the Free Conference Committee considering Committee Substitute for House Bill 180 amended and Committee Substitute for House Bill 180 amended Senate licenses for sale of alcoholic beverages, thus adopting Free Conference Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 180. The Senate adopted this bill yesterday. The House has failed to recede from its amendment to Senate Bill number 47 amended, allowing municipal property tax exemptions for certain improvements to real property. Namely, Senate Bill number 47, amended House, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate. Representative Rudd, Chairman, Representative Brown, Representative Urien. The President appointed Senator Croft, Chairman, Senator Rohde, Senator Bradley on May 5th.
I have conferred with Senator Croft on that matter. He tells me that it's impossible to resolve the matters in a conference committee, and he requires a free conference committee. If upon the receipt by the secretary of a letter from you, sir, to that effect, your committee will have the powers of free conference.
The secretary has received the letter, so I presume you have powers of free conference.
If the secretary, yes. Would you read the letter, then, Madam Secretary?
From Senator Croft, Chairman, May 7, Mr. President, the conference committee, which has had Senate Bill number 47 under consideration, requests powers of free conference.
The letter will be placed in the journal and the committee given powers of free conference.
The House has passed Senate Bill 197 amended, sale of subsistence caught fish eggs with the following amendment. I believe this is on each senator's desk. And so Senate Bill 197 amended House is transmitted for consideration.
Is there a motion to waive the reading of the amendment? The amendment has been distributed. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move that the reading of the amendment be waived. Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 197.
Do you ask unanimous consent?
Yes, I do.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection. Well, we're voting on these anyway, though. Would so many as favor the adoption of or the concurrence of House amendments to Senate Bill 197 as amended by the House? The question is, shall a Senate concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 197 as amended? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Will the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
And so the Senate has concurred with the House amendments to Senate Bill 197 as amended.
The House has passed Senate Bill 204 amended, revision of appropriations under the Executive Budget Act, with the following amendment: House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 204, revision of appropriations, and transmitted for consideration.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 204 amended.
You have the floor, sir. Senator Rossini?
In many cases, the committee provides a substantial committee substitute to a bill, so I hope that the senator would also confer with the various committee chairmen, particularly those who had perhaps many changed the bill since the committee was extended.
Present.
Senator Cotulla?
Also their wives and their friendly pastors.
Senator Croft?
Senator Glenn said that version of 204 straightened out the problem with regard to the university, but I think 261 relates to the university, and 204 relates solely to the Executive Budget Act. Doesn't involve the university, and does involve the situation of transfers between appropriation items, and it's quite possible that that bill has been around the House action on it, and I missed it, even though the latest memorandum that I stated yesterday on that. And I was curious exactly what the difference is between the Senate bill and the House bill are. I don't think they relate to the first election.
We have before us we've taken our, all right. I'm sorry, mine was out of order too. I thought we had before us 204.
We do
have before 204. I mean 261, excuse me. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, Senator Croft is correct. I'm out of order here also.
Yeah.
261. 204, of course, the context for concurrence on that was with the chairman of the Legislative Budget and Other Committees. He's not on the floor.
I can say this, that I talked to Senator Holman about it, and Senator Holman suggested that we concur. I didn't go into it any further with him than that. Senator Croft has the floor.
If that's the case, I would appreciate it if we hold it over until Monday. If we were going to pre conference, if we're going to concur, I'd like to review it. We passed the bill last year that became law without the governor's signature. Then we passed another bill last year that became law without the governor's signature. We then added some things to the Budget Act and bought ourselves a lawsuit by doing it. We then added some things to the Budget Act and bought ourselves a lawsuit by doing that. In light of that lawsuit, I'd like to move the next answer, but then we hold it next over until Monday.
Sir, I'm wondering, Senator Holman said he would be available in his office working on other matters. If Sergeant Arms would call him, we could defer this to later on the calendar and take it up and go ahead and get rid of it today and call him over here. He'd be here in 5 minutes and just, unless you need the time yourself.
I understand. I see there is a memorandum from Mr. Berry, and I just...
All right, fine. Without objection, we'll hold over Senate Bill 204 as amended until Monday.
The House has passed Senate Bill 261, University of Alaska, with the following amendment. House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 261, amended House, and transmitted for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
I move that the Senate confirm the House amendments to Senate Bill 261.
You have the floor, sir. Is there any objection, or are you asking now?
I object to the unanimous.
All right. There is objection. That is another one that Senator Holman suggested that we concur in. But again, do you want to hold that over, or do you want to go? We can call him to the floor. He can be here shortly, sir.
Mr. President, I think we all know what it is. Everyone in this body knows my opinion on the whole subject, so I don't mind voting on it.
I see.
Mr. President, in that regard, I've been trying to understand the differences that the House made, and it seemed to me that some of the concerns that have been expressed previously have been addressed by the House version. Because the House version limits the control of the Department of Administration to be in accord with procedures established by the Commissioner of Administration with regard to all other agencies. So it's clear that the university is simply being treated as all other agencies. Is that the basic difference between the House and the Senate version of the bill?
Mr. President.
Senator Curtula.
I understand that it is. The House version is better than the Senate version was. Far more acceptable.
Is there any further discussion or debate? The question is, shall the Senate concur in the amendments by the House, as indicated by House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 261, as amended by the House? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the Secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 15 yeas, 3 nays.
And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendments as indicated by House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 261 as amended by the House. Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, and it's so ordered. And so the House has concurred, the Senate has concurred in the House amendments as indicated by House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 261 as amended with an effective date. I would ask the Rules Chairman to check out whether or not the second adoption effective date is necessary when you're adopting a committee report. We used to do that orally and informally, and I don't ever recall seeing anything in the rules that should give any guidance on that effective date problem.
The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution number 43 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, approving the extension of the Tesoro Alaska Petroleum Company agreement to purchase royalty crude oil taken in kind.
Resources and Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 343 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to teachers' retirement and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
House Bill Number 345 by Representatives Cooper, Anderson, Akers, Meekins, Nackack, Osterbach, Schaefer, and Snyder. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for an OTITIS media medical program and providing for an effective date.
Community, Regional Affairs, and Finance.
House Bill Number 438 by the Finance Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Revenue for additional expenses of the State Investment Advisory Committee and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill Number 501 by the Rules Committee by request of the Administrative Regulation Review Committee, an act granting the Administrative Regulation Review Committee power during the interim between sessions to suspend until a legislature reconvenes the effectiveness of regulations adopted or amended and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance.
There are no other messages from the House.
Standing Committee reports.
The Resources Committee had Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 55 approving disposal to Golden Valley Electric Association of royalty oil taken in kind under consideration and recommends it do pass with an amendment. The report was signed by Senator Poland, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Huber, Milan, Coletta, and Butrovich. 55 has a further referral to Finance. The Judiciary Committee had House Bill 55, Reports of Cooperation, under consideration and recommends it back as follows with an amendment. Senators Holman, Chairman, and Tillian signed do pass. Senators Ziegler, Coletta, and Rohde signed no recommendation. 55 has no further referral.
Madam Secretary, 55 will be referred to rules. The bill, the resolution before that on the sale of gas to Golden Valley Electric. Senate will stand at ease. The Secretary proceed with the orders of the day.
The Rules Committee had Senate Bill 44, Professional Teaching Practices Commission. Senate Bill 63, Special Appropriation to Anchorage for Arctic Alaska International Conference. Senate Bill 166, Authority of the Alaska Transportation Commission over Joint Carrier Agreements. Committee Substitute for House Bill 208, Child Custody Jurisdiction. Committee Substitute for House Bill 282, Mechanics and Materialmen's Liens. House Bill 285, Supplemental Appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development. Committee Substitute for House Bill 371, Fire Insurance Rates, under consideration and recommends they be placed on the calendar. The reports were signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Holman and Tillian. The Rules Committee had House Concurrent Resolution 63, congratulating Lisa Ann Granath under consideration and recommends it do pass and be placed on the calendar. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Tillian and Holman. These bills and resolution will appear on Monday's calendar. That is the end of the standing committee reports.
Special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
Let me ask the I had a list of the pre-conference. Yeah, here we go. The conference committee. Pre-conference is on the first page. Senator Huber on committee substitute for House Bill 195. Is that on deep wells? Didn't we handle that? Or is that still pending? Conference Committee on the Defrauding of Operators of Taxicabs. Senator Rohde is chairman. Any report on that, sir?
Mr. President, the House has shown no inclination to repeat on this committee. Presently, I seriously doubt whether we'll have a meeting of the Conference Committee with the House before the session expires.
If you wish, sir, I would ask you to take under consideration whether or not we should discharge the committee and appoint another committee. Take that under consideration. And Wichee Student Exchange Program, Senator Cotulla, chairman. Is there any action on that?
No. The conference chairman on the other side, and I met this morning briefly, and he has to give a day's announcement or something. It's a minor point, and we'll get together on that.
All right. It's just that we're going to be awfully busy here, and if we can get some of these out of the way now, why, we ought to try to, if we can.
Well, Mr. President, I'll have available to the body just a seating for the Senate amendment if necessary on this particular one. So it's not a big problem.
Identification of native crafts. Senator Ferguson, chairman. Fine, sir. Allowing municipal property tax exemptions, that was the one that Senator Croft had just gave free powers, free conference powers on. I assume, sir, that with that authority, that you'd expect early action on that.
Yes, sir. I already met with the chairman of the House side. We discussed possible differences, and I think we will be able to have a meeting today or Monday.
Membership on the Alaska Code Commission, Senator Rohde, chairman. Thank you, sir. Regulation of shellfish pots. Senator Poland, chairman. Fine. We have no other special committee reports.
Special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no resolutions.
Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 353 by Senator Bradley, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Interior Division, for delineation of a utility corridor and railroad right-of-way for extension of the Alaska Railroad and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
Senate Bill number 354 by Senator Bradley, an act relating to creation of a utility corridor for extension of the Alaska Railroad and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Resources.
Senate Bill number
Finance. If Finance requires that, why, they should let me know. But it looks to me like it might be able to go by without a financial referral. Madam Secretary, proceed.
Senate Bill number 355 by the Rules Committee by request, an act making a supplemental appropriation to Legislative Affairs Agency and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 356 by Senators Ray, Coletta, Ferguson, and Hackney, an act relating to alcoholic beverages and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
That is the end of Senate bills.
Brings us to our daily calendar. Senator Croft. Well, sir, why don't we could go ahead and call the Senate and we proceed to the next order of business. Or we just ask, why don't we just set Senate Bill 168 aside and ask the Sergeant of Arms to notify the absent members and proceed to the next order of business. Is there any objection to setting aside Senate Bill 168 and proceeding to Senate Bill 280? There being no objection, we'll proceed in that manner. The Sergeant of Arms will obtain the absent members.
Senate Bill number 280 by the State Affairs Committee by request of the Agricultural Policy Task Force, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Agriculture, to fund state participation in the National Cooperative Soil Survey and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee had this bill under consideration and reports it back as follows. Senator Poland, Chairman, and Senator Meland and Senator Huber signed do pass. Senators Tillian and Butrovich signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Butrovich, Orsini, Tillian, Meland, and Croft.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move the national unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and Senate Bill 280 be considered as most advanced third reading and make the final passage.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
Senate Bill number 280, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Agriculture, to fund state participation in the National Cooperative Soil Survey and providing for an effective date.
Senator Trula.
Mr. President, the state of Alaska is the only state in the union that does not have this cooperative arrangement. And we have most of the soil that needs the soil survey. It's a cooperation with the Soil Conservation Service. And if we pass this legislation, the state will be able to involve itself in directing the activities of the Soil Conservation Service nationally and soil surveys within Alaska. It's a very important piece of legislation, one that the Agricultural Task Force came up with. It's an errant oversight that they recognized, and it's strongly recommended by people that think about the problems of farming, think about the problems of forestry in the state. I strongly recommend the passage. I can read you the backup necessary description if you want.
Any further discussion or debate? Senator Rohde?
Question to Chair Senator. Who is the Agricultural Policy Task Force? Is this an agricultural group of finished extraction?
That's correct.
Senator Petula.
It's the result of Senate Bill or Senate Joint Resolution of last year in cooperation with the administration. There are a number of people that have national, international, and state knowledge of northern agriculture that serve on this task force. There's one member of the legislature. Myself.
Senator Ray.
Mr. Chair, does this have anything to do with the PEAT program?
Senator Cartula.
No, it has something to do with Bill Ray's future.
Is there any further discussion or debate? The question is, shall Senate Bill number 280 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? The Secretary take the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 excused.
And so Senate Bill 280 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President,
don't believe so.
Mr. President, I move an act of amendment to set the roll call vote on Senate Bill 280 to consider the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered. And so Senate Bill number 280 with an effective date has passed the Senate.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 5 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, an act relating to exemption from real property taxes for senior citizens and providing for an effective date. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee had this bill under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends that it do pass. Actually, it wasn't a majority. The report. The report was signed by Senator Orsini, Chairman, no recommendation. Senator Hackney signed no recommendation, and Senators Willis and Sumner signed to pass. Sorry. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and reports it back as follows. Senator Sackett, Chairman, and Senators Tillian and Meelan signed to pass. Senators Orsini and Cross signed no recommendation. We do have an amendment.
Has the amendment been this? What? I see a copy of the amendment.
You have a copy of the amendment? Copy the second time.
Has the amendment been distributed?
Amendment number 1 by Senator Curtula, page 1, line 21.
Has amendment, do all members have a copy of the amendment before them? Remove the waiving of the reading of the amendment, sir. Is there objection? Hearing none, it's ordered. Senator Curtula.
Exemption for domestic dwellings The exemption provides for total exemption from domestic dwellings from local property taxes. I read the legislation. In the rural areas of the state, value of the house upon the land is minimal, $15,000, $25,000. A lot of these people live on the other properties, and it's part of their home, part of the domestic use facility, and part of their farmstead, etc. The total value of the land and the house together is much less than an urban dwelling. And in order to be somewhat fair, if we're going to provide for an unlimited exemption, I've suggested an amendment to provide for the land underneath the dwelling to the extent of a valuation of $100,000. So a typical home in the Matanuska Valley, farmstead home, age 65, a residential area, would probably be $125,000 or $130,000 exemption under the amendment, which is much less than a great many of the urban area exemptions that we provided under the legislation now exists or as it exists with the amendment. I'm not certain that it's fair to provide an unlimited residential exemption, but if we're going to do it, it's certainly more fair to provide this amendment and to the bill.
Senator Ray.
May I suggest through the chair to the sponsor of the amendment to again put a limitation of an assessed value of $100,000. We have to have some method by which you can assess this. Under the bill as it is now, the committee substitute the method for assessing is no longer necessary because the assessed value is not, there's no determination on it, it's on and on and on. But if you're going to set a limit on it, you're going to have to put in an amendment, two-year amendment, probably saying the assessed value limit determined no later than January 15th of each year by the Commission of the Department of Community and Regional Affairs.
Mr. President, we stand in need to have that amendment carried through.
Are
we these, sir?
We put this to the foot of the calendar, and maybe sometime that amendment can be prepared.
President, I'm asking you to consent the legislation be placed at the bottom of the calendar, but we'll still need the means or need more time to prepare that amendment.
All right, let's put it at the bottom of the calendar and see if it will work it out. But well, it was my suggestion that we put it at the bottom of the calendar, and maybe you could work on it. We may have some other delays, and if we did, you could work on it then. But if we don't, why, we can add have an at ease now. If you want an at ease now, we'll have an at ease now. Well, I thought he acceded to my request. Thank you.
Mr. President, I asked for an at ease.
All right, we'll have an at ease. It's been brought to my attention that in my referral of House Bill 435 to Community and Regional Affairs that they waive the referral on 435, House Bill 435. We have before us...
We have an amendment to Amendment Number 1.
Would the clerk read the amendment?
Page 1, line 13. Put a period after property and add the following sentence. When necessary, the value limit shall be determined no later than January 15 of each year by the Commissioner of the Department of Community and Regional Affairs.
Let's see. Page 1, line 13. Excuse me. One. Senator Ray. Is there any objection?
The only thing is what I would ask possibly Senator Rohde or Senator Ziegler to determine the word, if the word limit is necessary there, or you just say when necessary the assessed value is going to be determined no later.
Would the secretary read the amendment in context?
The real property owned and occupied as a permanent place of abode by a resident 65 years of age or over is exempt from taxation of the assessed value of the real property When necessary, the value limit shall be determined no later than January 15 of each year by the Commissioner of the Department of Community and Regional Affairs. Is that right?
We have an amendment to the amendment. It's been moved. Senator Tillion?
Yeah, question. The problem that we have in some of the more rural boroughs is that there aren't very many people that go over $100,000, but we don't want to end up having to assess everybody in every village over 65 years of age. So somewhere this law has to be written so that our borough doesn't have to assess anybody over 65, because it costs far more to assess those few that would be over than their taxes would bring in. You'll end up, you know, having more assessors out looking around than you will getting money back. And so I don't mind if you have a land. Actually, the ruling that it only covers the house of 5 acres is wrong, because it's often a tar paper shack of 5 acres, or more than 5 acres. But I just want to make sure that my borough doesn't have to assess anybody dwelling if they're over 65 years of age, so we don't have to put the assessor
present.
Senator Curtula. This is one of the times in which Senator Tillion should talk immediately to the commissioner to suggest the regulation, because it says when necessary. Now, Senator Ray has covered that. Sub-administration of property determined that, and I believe with his influence, he can straighten that problem out. He wants those, the determination when necessary will be made, presumably only to certain lands exceeding 5 acres, et cetera, rather than to dwellings and lands. And you can solve the problem, Senator Tillion, by a regulation under the act proposed, or that change proposed by Senator Ray. I think we'll cover it.
Senator Ray.
We're not talking about the, I think the Senator from Flamaloon, or Doe, has, I think he's worried about something that would be very rarely happening. He hit it when he said that they have different parcels of different parts of land, but I don't think there are so many in question as to the value of $100,000 within his borough that people would have to worry about. You know, it isn't like every lot there would have to be assessed, because some of them are clearly not worth that. Others are obviously worth more. I think it's just a matter of who the people are in the borough. If they don't have common borough officials, then perhaps they should get rid of them.
Mr. President.
Senator Tillion.
Mostly of the value of improvements of $100,000 is what causes the problem. But, I have no objection to making sure they don't have to pay for the parcel of land that the building is sitting on. But I saw the amendment. You think that it gets us out of that, but I don't think it does. I think that my borough is still going to have to do the assessing, because they'll say, you must establish every parcel that's over $100,000 out of meeting it. It means you got to go out and look them all over.
Senator Orsini.
Mr. President, what's happening is that Senator Tillion is perfectly willing for the state to subsidize the elderly, who is not at all willing to have his own municipality subsidize the elderly.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, we're trying to rewrite the bill on the floor using very good leads to that legislation. I would suggest that we pull this bill over tomorrow and allow all the proponents of various amendments time to speak with one another and draft language that we'll meet with the members of the body.
I'm going to ask unanimous consent.
I'll make a motion, Mr. President, to Monday.
Right.
After tomorrow.
The motion is that it'll be held over until Monday. Senator Ray.
Just to straighten this out, my colleague here is apparently not reading the bill again, because it says nothing at all about his borough or anything else. It says the state should make the determination. The Commissioner of the Department of Community and Regional Affairs will do it, so you don't have to worry about it as far as the borough is concerned.
Point of information.
Senator Curtula.
Former director, I will do the motion. Just the former deputy commissioner, a very competent young attorney, drafted this legislation in context, so at least it is in proper form of context here. I'm just going to do it off the top of my head. I'll withdraw my objection to the motion.
The motion before us is that it be held over until Monday. Senator Orsini?
I would object to a request that the Finance Committee Chairman look at this amendment for the fiscal impact in the state.
That's why I made a motion for Monday to amend the contingent.
Otherwise, it would need a Finance Committee referral, I assume, if the Finance Committee doesn't look at it informally, because it'll have a substantial impact, I'm sure. Senator Huber?
I have no trouble with that. However, I wish that the consideration would be given to maybe the fact that the original bill was all right, probably with the amendments.
Well, the motion has been made that the bill and all amendments be held over until Monday. Senator Ray?
I don't have any argument with it going to finance, but the financial impact is greater now than it will be after the amendment is adopted. So I would think it would be a problem if the finance chairman wants it now, so he could ask that.
Senator Sackett?
All I request is that it be held over to Monday to give me an opportunity to look at it. I don't care. It's not a motion to send to finance.
The motion is to hold over to Monday. Is there any objection? There being no objection. Committee substitute for House Bill number 5, together with all amendments, will be held over to Monday's calendar.
Do you wish to bring up Senate Bill 168 now?
I see all members are present. Without objection, we will revert in an order of business to Senate Bill 168. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Senate Bill number 168 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services and to the Department of Education for alcohol-related programs and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Hackney, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Sumner, Willis, and Bradley. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute and reports that back as follows. Senator Sackett, Chairman, and Senators Holman, Croft, and Meehlin signed do pass. Senator Butrovich signed do pass if amended to put Department of Education into actual treatment of ills. Senator Tillian signed do not pass above $800,000. Senator Orsini signed no recommendation. There's a Finance Committee substitute.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, I would move for adoption of the Finance Committee substitute.
Do you ask unanimous consent? There is objection, all right.
Senator,
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, the changes between the Senate Bill 168 that was introduced by the governor are in two specific areas. Under the non-medical alcohol decompensation facility acquisition grants of $367,100 that the governor had in his original budget or bill, we have put that portion into the capital budget of the fiscal year 1978 budget that we're working on in pre-conference right now. So we took that part out of the existing bill. We also made one additional change, which was to put the public information and education regarding alcohol abuse of $350,000 into the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission to be utilized for the same purpose. And the philosophy in this was that we would be attempting to utilize existing state facilities, and as you know, we have millions of dollars of equipment and state facilities under the Alaska Broadcasting Commission throughout the entire state, with the central office being in Anchorage, that can utilize existing talents and existing people within the state in order to have public information and education on alcohol abuse going out to the general community. And I would say that this would be both video and audio. And so those are the two changes that were made. One is, again, taken care of in the capital improvement section of the budget, and the other is a change from going to the Department of Health and Social Services and instead going to the Department of Education.
The question is, is there any objection? Unanimous consent has been asked. There being no objection, the Finance Committee substitute has been accepted.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 168 by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services and to the Department of Education for alcohol-related programs and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move that.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 168 by an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services and to the Department of Education for alcohol-related programs and providing for an effective date.
Is there any further discussion on the bill?
Question.
Senator Poland. Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, I'll just briefly read what came from the Department of Health and Social Services and the Office of the Governor's bill. Operation of a 30-day residential intensive treatment facility for 600,000. This appropriation would provide intensive care and rehabilitation of approximately 600 alcoholics per year, 30% of whom should be immediately returned to normal or near normal levels of productivity, and 70% having 20 to 50% restoration of normalcy. And that's basically a capsule of about one whole page of backup material on that. The Alcoholism Alaska Alcoholism Treatment Center in Anchorage, which is at Port Warrensdale, currently is attempting to operate such a program without benefit of state or local funds. The facility itself is in excellent condition and well suited for a 30-day program. AAPC is currently being evaluated by the State of Alaska Office of Alcoholism, with formal results being evaluated by the state, and they're expected within a few weeks. Informal evaluation of the program indicates that the staff is inadequate due to lack of funds, and its capacity is underutilized for a number of reasons, including inadequate staff and consequent lack of referrals. After an in-depth review and evaluation of their application, it is the intention of this office to fund AACC up to a maximum of $600,000 for a one-year period at a 75-25 matching level, and to reduce level of state funding support for the second year.
So any further discussion or debate on committee substitute for Senate Bill 168? Senator Ray.
My understanding is we're under a call.
I don't think that we ever placed a call. All right. Senator's called. Senate will stand at ease. In order. Question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill number 168 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one nay.
And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill number 168 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, and so ordered. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill number 168 with an effective date has passed the Senate. We will return to the orders of the day.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 38 by the State Affairs Committee, an act creating the Alaska Youth Hostel System. The State Affairs Committee had this bill under consideration and reports it back as follows. Senator Petula, co-chairman, and Senator Willis signed DuPass. Senator Huber signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and DuPass with a new fiscal note. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Holman, Croft, Mielen, Tillian, Orsini, and Butrovich.
Senator Butrovich. You have the floor, sir.
Lady who lives here in Newark,
testifying in the bill, and it was then assigned to me, and I asked the opinion that there was interest in the plan, so we can substitute bills, so I sent it out to the board and agreed to the Senate committee substitute, which we have to force now. It's not the intent of the state of Alaska to go into the hotel business, but we accept this up under the division of parks, and the purpose of the bill is to make it possible for the system to receive federal grants. And I was unaware, but they do operate a youth hospital here in Juneau, and many of the young folks have been sitting in the gallery, Senate gallery, all during the session, have been living there, and have cost us from 50 cents to a dollar and a half a day. And the plan would be to encourage the community to apply for grants and receive help from the state to the degree that places are kept in a helpful and sanitary manner. And frankly, I was quite impressed when I heard the testimony of the lady, and her name leaves me now, but she told us how the funeral operation worked, and obviously it works worldwide. The national and international system, I talked to a lot of people in the cycle from Europe and stayed in these places. I think it's a good thing.
I'm just curious, sir, what's the age on for a person to be eligible to stay in a youth hostel? Is there any age? There is no age involved. The question before, excuse me, Senator. Well, I'm eligible for it. You're eligible for it. Anybody's eligible for it. I'd love to be called a youth hostel. Senator Croft? There may be other factors. Senator Sackett? There has been a motion. Excuse me. Senator Hackney?
I was wondering if that price was open to legislators here at Juneau.
The question is the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute. Is there any objection to the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute? Being no objection, the Finance Committee substitute is hereby adopted. Do we have any amendments?
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 38 with the Finance Committee, an act creating the Alaska Youth Hostel System. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an action item to consent that the rule be suspended. The Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 38 with the considering the growth of advanced prisoners and place the final passage.
I object, Mr. President. For one question, Mr. President.
Yeah, Mr. Senator Ray. Senator Butrovich. Senator Bradley.
I wonder if Senator Butrovich might could inform us as to how many additional state personnel and how much state money would be involved.
Senator Butrovich. Senator Orsini.
From this area, the testimony received by SMA was from
Senator Ray.
For the benefit of my colleague from Anchorage, that whatever it suits him is fine, but as far as I'm concerned, I would I'm not impressed by some of my constituents. In fact, if you look at the last election, you can probably find the 1,000 or more that aren't impressed by me.
Is there any further discussion or debate? We have before us, in third reading, House Bill number 38. Senator Croft? I believe you're correct. There was an objection. Is there still objection to the advancement from second to third reading? Hearing no objection, so ordered.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill number 38, an act creating the Alaska Youth Hostel System.
Question. Any further discussion or debate? The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill number 38 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the Secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 20 yeas.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill number 38 has passed the Senate. Senator Orsini? Senate stand at ease. Apparently, the roll call that was taken on committee substitute for House Bill number 38 did not record properly. Therefore, we'll avoid the action that we've taken thus far on that, and I'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Buttrevich?
Aye.
Senator Coletta?
Yes.
Senator Croft?
Yes.
Senator Ferguson?
Yes.
Senator Hackney?
Yes.
Senator Holman?
Yes.
Senator Huber?
Yes.
Senator Curtula?
Yes.
Senator Meeland?
Yes.
Senator Orsini?
Yes.
Senator Poland?
Yes.
Senator Rader?
Yes.
Senator Ray?
Yes.
Senator Rohde?
Yes.
Senator Sackett?
Yes.
Senator Sumner?
Yes.
Senator Killian?
Yes.
Senator Willis?
Yes.
Senator Ziegler?
Yes.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
And so committee substitute for House Bill number 38 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President,
I before we do that, I might announce that we have received a message from the House that they passed a House committee substitute for 238, Senate Bill 238, which is a severance tax bill. We'll try to have that on everybody's desk here by 1:30 when we return. I have it Xerox, I suppose, would be the only way to do it. But I think the staff can probably get that done. Are there any other announcements or any other comments that should be made before we recess? Senator Orsini?
We have a further introduction again.
Without objection, sir.
President, the far gallery is the wife of a very familiar face around the halls of the legislature, Robert Magnuson.
Any further announcements before recessing? Without objection, then the Senate will recess until 1:30. The Senate will come to order. Will the Secretary proceed with the calendar? Daily orders.
House Bill number 203 by Representatives Gardner, Miller, and Freeman. An act relating to pay differentials between state employees residing inside and outside the state.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I'd ask that this bill be sent to the Labor Management Committee, who passed out the House Bill 203. And the Finance Committee substitute has included in it Senate Bill 40, which is still in the Labor Management Committee. What I'd like to do is go back to the committee and then have the two separate bills come out by Monday. So I would ask. passed, it's passed unanimously, sent to the substitute for Article Number 203, to send to the Labor Management Committee.
Is there any objection? Senator Orsini?
Objection to the person's speculation. I did discuss this issue with Senator Ferguson, and I'm really not completely convinced that we are, in fact, going to go to the committee. I did go through Senate Bill 40 and indicate the wording differences between Senate Bill 40 and the wording in House Bill 203. There's considerable difference. However, the matter is pertinent to the Labor Management Committee, and since it is to a time certain, I am doing that judgment.
Well, I assume that if we have two different bills, well, we'll end up then going to rules with them for recalendering and the rest of the procedures.
Yes.
Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, had I not wanted to have that at a time certain, I wouldn't have requested those. But I did want both bills to be on the rules committee at the same time. And that should be mine.
Will they require any further referrals, in your opinion, after that?
No.
Or Senator Orsini, do you think they will? They go straight to rules? We may not be here Tuesday, you know. You can't tell. Is there any objection to House Bill 203 going over until being taken off the calendar and recommitted to labor management? Hearing no objection, House Bill 203 is recommitted to labor management.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 32 by the Commerce Committee relating to review of interstate and intrastate telephone services and rates. State Affairs Committee had this resolution under consideration and...
Excuse me, are we skipping Senate Concurrent Resolution 35?
This...
I have an old calendar. Excuse me. I beg your pardon. I had an old calendar here.
The State Affairs Committee had this. The State Affairs Committee had this resolution under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Curtula, co-chairman, and concurred in by Senators Willis and Huber. Senator Ray and Senator Bradley signed no recommendation.
Senator. Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, I'd ask that this resolution be sent back to the Rules Committee. I don't mean to do so in a dilatory manner. I am checking into a couple pieces of information that I need in order to support the bill, and I'd have no objection to the bill come out at a later date.
Senator Petula?
I object. The treaty has been held over for the bottom of Monday's calendar. The information isn't available. We could hold it another day, but the President, is vital. The FCC has the problem in implementation of phase two, and Mr. President, has all to do with whether we should pay for a geographic distance now in telephone rates or whether we should recognize that utilization of satellites can go up there thousands of miles and back down, just as though you were going between Buffalo and New York City. There's almost no difference between Alaska now and Seattle than some point I just suggest, because we're using an entirely different system. And Alaska has really only that one system as effective, and we don't want to lose this resolution.
The what is your motion, sir? Is it that we recommitted to rules?
Mr. President, I move that we again pass joint resolution number 32, referred back to rules, and brought back to force on Wednesday.
You're amending your original motion.
Yes.
The motion is that the committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 32 be recommitted to rules for calendaring Wednesday next. Is there any discussion? There is objection. Senator Curtula?
As long as we're certain to be here, I suppose that's such a big problem. But I certainly think it's a very important thing. We have years and years and years of effort in this regard. The state has taken the position of the people of the state versus the carrier. And the state can have a position before FCC, et cetera. I certainly don't
want to
lose this.
Send us one of these. Senate will come back to order. The motion before us is to recommit House Joint Resolution number 32, together with the committee substitutes, to the Rules Committee for placement on the calendar Wednesday next, and there is objection. Senator Curtula?
I've been informed by those that seem to know that we'll need to have a Wednesday's calendar. So I'll remove my
objection.
You ask unanimous consent, Senator Ferguson. Is there further objection? Excuse me, sir. Is there objection to holding it over? Do you object now, sir?
I still object.
You still object?
And I would like his assurance that we're definitely going to hold on.
We have before us a motion. Is there any discussion or further debate on the motion? If not, we'll call for the call. Call a question. Senator Huber.
I would much sooner have your assurance.
I think maybe Senator Cotulas is just as good as mine, sir. Maybe better. I don't know. We have the question before us. There is objection. Would so many as favor the holding over of committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 32 until Wednesday next calendar say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
The ayes have it. Resolution is recommitted to the Rules Committee for placement on Wednesday next calendar. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President,
is there any objection? No objection. So ordered.
Message of May 7. The House has passed committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 238 amended with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 238, Oil and Gas Properties Production Tax and Transmitting for Consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an act unanimous consent to Senate action under House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 238.
Object.
There is objection. Senator, you have the floor.
Mr. President, the issue is oil and gas severance taxes. There's been substantial changes in our effort to utilize time to the best advantage. We recess early lunch so that the issue could be reproduced and everyone would have time to look at it. And it's with that intent that I ask for the additional time. I, for one, am having an analysis between the Senate version that passed and this one made, and I'm certain that others are also. It's too weighty a matter to just go into a conference or a non-conference at this time.
Senator Cotulla.
The reason we had to recess was to give opportunity for exactly what's come before us. And that was the suggestion that we would go back, revert to messages from the other House. Everyone knew what the message was going to be. Everyone has their opinion on the legislation. And everyone knows, to the extent they're going to know, what this legislation is all about and what the amendments are. Mr. President, I would amend that motion to say that we take it up at this time.
I think that the point would be just to vote against the motion, wouldn't it, sir?
All right, vote against the motion.
Yes, just vote against the motion, and then it's before us. He moved that we
You're
defer
right.
action.
We did go back to messages from the
That's
House.
That's right, we've already done that with unanimous consent.
I stand corrected. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Tillian.
That is.
Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order. We have before us. The Senate will come to order. We have before us the question as to whether to defer any further action on the House message relating to Senate Bill 238 until Monday.
You want a roll call?
Of course, sir.
Thank you very much.
Senator Orsini.
Point of order,
the thing before us is only whether or not we're going to hold off action on the message until Monday. If I think your argument may be that you don't have that information, but I don't think you can ask him to produce that information as a part of that argument at this point, sir.
Well, Mr. President, that's the whole concern here, is that the fact you don't have the information. Maybe Senator Croft does. I don't know. If he does, then perhaps he can enlighten us, and maybe we could vote on it now. But if he doesn't, then it seems to me that we ought to wait for the information.
Senator Huber.
Mr. President,
do have panels before we go home. And if we delay taking action for 2 days, we have just delayed the session. If we want to go home, let's hold on now and get going.
Question.
Is there any further discussion debate? Senator Tillian?
Part of, you know, you're catching me, for instance, on a procedural motion here when I'm ready to vote. It makes it very difficult. If somebody can explain the merits of the bill, I just soon vote today. I want to come home. What we've got is a pre-conference committee meeting this afternoon. Are we going to meet and close the budget, or are we going to meet and adjourn and sit for 2 more days for the vote Monday? I realize this is awkward for everybody, but on the other hand, I want those 2 days at home.
Mr. President.
Senator Curtula.
If the motion is defeated, still is an opportunity for a couple hours study for the end of the day. That's the same amount of time we supported Senator Croft. And we've had 2 hours during the lunch hour, and we'd have another hour and a half if necessary. I think some of my friends in the oil industry will have that information readily available for those who need it. They seem to be able to produce it earlier in the same period of time.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, maybe to stop the joint, if it's in order, I would amend the motion to be recess for an hour.
The recess motion would have priority over the motion to defer action. Senator Orsini?
Mr. President, through the chair, to Senator Coletta or Senator Croft, could we have the information necessary in an hour?
If anybody knows, they can answer. If they don't, Senator Sumner? Senator Curtula.
Thank you. Be an Easterman, I can go over and ask Mr. Dobson. He might not have the information. I can take the information to document on it.
Senator Croft.
President, I'm indeed flattered by Senator Orsini's request. First time he's asked for my opinion on anything in this session. I would say that my opinion, to the extent that Orsini's interested in it, would be to vote not to hold it over and to vote for the bill. The information that people supposedly want, of course, has been available to any senator. It's the report of the House Finance Committee, which is one of the finance committee reports that any committee of this legislature has come up with. We all know that the House version of the bill has been available for weeks. The House Finance Committee has had a draft of a House bill around the bill that's passed by House today is basically the House Finance Committee version of House Bill 321 that's been around for some time. Specifically with regard to the bill that's before us now, the House version would set an effective rate in Cook Inlet of 8.4%, set an effective rate in Prudhoe Bay of about 12.2%. That's set out in one of the tables that accompanies the House Finance Committee report. It obviously is a bill that a tremendous amount of work has gone into. It's a reasonable bill, according to our consultant. It is, moreover, for the end, just for anything that you might care to know, that it has a footnote to the House Finance Committee report saying that the House Finance Committee substitute, the committee substitute for Senate Bill 238, is essentially the governor's bill. I think everybody on what effect it has, how it compares with prior versions of the bill that we voted on. I think we should go ahead and vote down the motion to delay. Go ahead and vote one way or the other on the concurrence with the House.
The motion to be for Senator Buttrovich. Senator Ray.
Well, I respect the dean of the Senate, and he can support his four leader, but I will support the majority leader.
Is there any further discussion? The motion is to hold the matter over until Monday. Would so many,
Just before our dedication, President, I think there was an amendment to that motion that's been withdrawn.
Oh, it's for a recess. I beg your pardon. The motion before us is to recess. Is there any objection to the withdrawal of the motion to recess? Hearing none, then the question before us is to hold over the consideration of 238 until Monday. Is there any more discussion or debate on that issue? The question is, shall the Senate defer action on the House message relative to Senate Bill 238 until Monday? Senators may proceed to vote.
Senator Bradley, I'm sorry, the machine is not working.
That's right, we'll have to call a roll. Call a roll, and we will... I'll ask the secretary to rotate the order in which she calls the roll each time.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Butrovich?
Yes.
Senator Coletta?
Yes.
Senator Croft?
No.
Senator Ferguson?
No.
Senator Hackney?
Yes.
Senator Holman?
Yes.
Senator Huber?
No.
Senator Curtula?
No.
Senator Meland?
Yes.
Senator Orsini?
Yes.
Senator Poland?
No.
Senator Rader?
Yes.
Senator Ray?
No.
Senator Rohde?
No.
Senator Sackett? Senator Sumner? Senator Tillian?
Yes.
Senator Willis?
No.
Senator Ziegler?
Yes.
The vote shows 11 yeas, 9 nays.
And so further consideration of Senate Bill 238 will be held over till Monday. Do we have any other further messages from the Senate, from the House?
There are no other messages from the House.
Excuse me. Madam Secretary, we have one here. Is that a new one or not?
Yeah, that's a new one.
The Senate will stay in order.
Message of May 7th from the House. The House has concurred in the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill number 233 amended land under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 233, amended Senate.
Any further communications from the House?
That is the only one I have at this moment.
Unfinished business. Special orders. Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Curtula. Is there any objection? Do you wish to state it to a time certain, sir?
10 a.m. Monday morning, sir.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, the Senate is adjourned until 10 a.m. Monday morning.